Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Paula, who's dead English?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. How's Andy?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Looking outside, looks nice.
Yeah.
A little warm.
Hotter than I like. I'm a Wisconsin boy.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll remind you of that when it's like zero out one day.
Yeah, I don't, well, no one likes extremes, but let me ask you this. Do you like extreme heat or extreme cold better?
Heat.
Yeah, I do too, because extreme cold generally shuts everything down.
And it's hard to get out of it. I mean, everything's just cold. I mean, we have air conditioning and ways to, you know, and in Colorado, let's face it, even at 91, go to the shade. It's not bad in the shade.
Well, yeah, and that's part of the thing. You say you jump to heat right away, but let's keep in mind, that's because we're in Colorado, it's dry.
Right.
If you were in the Midwest and it's 100 degrees with 90% humidity.
Yeah, but then I have the choice of the 30-degree weather at 90% humidity, and that's bitter cold, too. Not 90, but still, 50 anyways.
100 degrees, 90% humidity. I mean,
that's tough.
You're watching your kids being flown off by monster mosquitoes, carrying them away at that
rough point.
It's horrible.
You have a great point. Here, I'd rather have the heat than the cold, but we have seasons here. I guess that's the best part about Colorado.
Yeah, that's fine.
You get it all.
So. Bottom line, it's dry. I like it.
I will say this. The one thing I enjoy about the weather right now is the evenings are absolutely to die for.
They are.
They're just beautiful. So you can go home even after you get home at 6:30, quarter to 7, have some dinner, still hang out on the patio for a while. It's nice. It's great. It's perfect.
Yep, a couple nights ago, making brats out on the patio.
Can't beat that.
Sun is down.
That's right.
Okay.
Anyways, today's impossible question, or the answer to yesterday's, I should start with that, which is, this was a lame one, but anyways. Can you name the lie that 21% of men have used to get out of a relationship? And the answer was that they live with their parents. Charlie, we never would have got that, by the way. That's lame.
I lied and told a girl I am not really this attractive.
Well, that worked.
She fell for it. It was good.
Off she goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's impossible question. This is a tough one, too. Because this one, I know the answer, and I don't understand this one at all.
All right.
Only 20% of people surveyed can do this while driving. Here's your choices. This is coming from the website. Drive without music, drink a beverage, talk to the person next to them, or stay out of the left lane when going slow.
Okay, well, first of all, drive without music is what I do. I listen to talk radio almost exclusively.
How hard is that?
Yes. Let's see here. Drink a beverage? If you can't drink a beverage and drive, you can't drive. Okay, you're not safe out there. If you can't multitask that much, I really don't want you out there in traffic with me.
Agree.
Talk to a person next to you, please. You shouldn't be out there.
Oh, wait, whoa, let's stop there for a moment.
What?
There's a lot of those that cannot do that, Andy.
What are you talking about? There's somebody right next to you, and you can't talk to them while you're driving? Get off the road. You're not safe.
I'll add to that the people on the cell phone that can't talk on the cell phone and drive. They're in the same category.
I know. It's the same thing.
I know. And there's at least 20% of those that can't do that. At least.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
it's the same as like talking to... Come on.
Well, it is for you and me, but it's not for everybody else, I guess.
Because you got the Bluetooth in your car.
Yeah, but I mean, I've even been behind people where there's a passenger, and you're like, what are you doing up there? And you get up next to them, and they're like, they're just yapping away with the guy next to them. It's like, can you not drive?
Oh, you mean they can't drive well.
Right.
There are those, here's what drives me nuts. They're talking on the phone, and they don't see the light change. It's like, you've got to be kidding.
Do you honk?
It's right there. The light is right in front of you.
Do you honk?
Yes.
Me too.
Of course I lay on the
guy.
Horn.
I'm that guy. Let's go, folks. I got stuff to do.
Then I rear end them. I pull out the gun. I go road rage. Actually, I don't.
Anyways, answer that on the rushtoreason.com website. Fill in the blank, whatever you think is you know best. And none of them, to me, make any sense because you can do all those while driving.
Yeah, what's the last one? Stay out of the left lane when going slow. Okay, there are people who are incapable of doing that.
Yes, you are correct.
I saw a lady on the on Facebook the other day say, it's the same speed limit in all
No, it's
lanes.
Not. No, no, lady, it's not. No, you're wrong. It is
says
not.
Slower traffic to the right.
Yeah, which in this state right now, the way things are going is if the speed limit is 55, the right four lanes going down I-70 is the 65-mile-an-hour zone, and the left lane is the 75 to 80-mile-an-hour zone. So, no, they're not the same, lady.
And why does it matter? I've got people who drive faster than me, people who drive slower than me. If you're going faster than me, I let you go around.
Right.
You're going slower, yeah, move over and
but
I go around
what
you.
I just
who
said,
cares?
Am I correct in what I just said on
totally.
The speed limits?
Totally.
So, no, lady, you're wrong. It's not the same in all lanes.
Absolutely.
If you're that dumb, stay home.
By the way, let me throw one
I hope
at
she's
you.
Listening, by the way.
Do we need to go to break or
no,
do we have a couple
fine.
Minutes?
Going.
I got to ask you this.
Go ahead. You got me going on the left
what
lane
kind
now,
of
so there
cars?
We go.
Okay, what kind of cars do people drive who drive the slowest?
I oh, Andy.
Come on now.
Really? We're going to go there?
We're going to go there.
Oh, what kind of cars?
I believe that we should rename one car company Slowbaru.
Oh, that's a good one.
Subaru drivers, and you know who you are out there. You are slow. You are really wicked slow.
And you know what? The cars
you drive me crazy.
And the cars aren't.
No, Subarus are great, man. They got pep.
There's no reason for them to be slow.
I love Subarus, but it's a bunch of, I've got to be honest,
liberal-loving lefties.
They're a bunch of lefties. Yeah. And why is that? I have no idea. Subaru, what they're known for, they got the boxer engine, they got the higher clearance, because every one of them has 7.5, 8-inch clearance.
Yes.
Right?
Which none of those people ever use.
No, but it's kind of nice to have, right?
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But here's what's interesting about that.
You know, driving downtown.
These are liberal lefties, tree-hugging,
yeah.
You know, morons who are driving one of the dirtiest cars on the planet. And I mean that they're much better now than they used to be. But at one time, the boxer engine is not the cleanest engine on the planet, nor is it the best gas mileage on the planet.
No, it is not.
So they love something that really is not that efficient.
I know, because the Boxer was getting 22 city, 28 highway for the longest time.
And his competitors
time.
Were getting 30.
35.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
All day long.
It was basically about 3 to 5 miles an hour better mm-hmm. across the board. Now, the nice thing about the Boxer is it could sit lower in the car,
they
and
have,
you didn't
they,
have that tilty feel when you go around
They created
curves.
The lowest center of gravity all-wheel drive vehicle. And I'll give Subaru credit where credit's due. And it, by the way, this isn't Subaru's fault that the lefties buy them. This is just a... It's not like they
I am blaming.
It to that.
No, it is. I'm blaming Subaru for not lefties buying them just because there's got to be some kind of conspiracy out there.
You know, it's just a really good car for our environment in Colorado. So folks listening, I've talked about this on Drive Radio, but Vermont is the number one area for Subaru buyers. Boulder in Colorado is the second. So you sell more Subarus here as second, not you know,
yeah,
second
but look
to
at
Vermont.
They have a socialist
I know.
Senator.
I know.
I mean, these are the liberal places. And folks, if you're driving a Subaru, I know who you are, okay? First of all, I know who you are. I have drones following you, okay, because I'm that angry about this. And you're driving a Subaru and you're in the left lane, and in the lane next to you, there's an Amish guy with one horse carriage going by you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take that as a hint.
Mm-hmm.
And the Amish guy is flipping you off, yep. Which is really unusual for the Amish, by the way.
All right, I know we got to go to break. We got a guest here at 3:15. Dell, I'll make it quick. Go ahead, Dell.
Yeah, the other one that ticks me off is the person that rides 5 miles under the speed limit until they get a yellow light, and then it's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
and then they
got to
buzz through. Yeah, good one, Dell. Good one. Good one. Thanks. Good answer, by the way. All right, we'll take a break. Maybe we'll come back and revisit that after our next guest. That's a great topic. I got to think through a few more of those.
Okay.
Prius is the next one where even though they're fast, no one drives them that way.
Agreed.
Because they are a fast car,
yeah,
believe it or not.
They've got pep.
They got good zip. They really all the hybrids have good zip.
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll come back in a moment. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. And speaking of cars, and by the way, everything we just mentioned, yes, they'll fix a Subaru. In fact, that's one of those things they fix on a regular basis. Why? Because I said it a moment ago, we have a lot of them. And no, not everybody that drives a Subaru is a liberal, even though We tend to think that way. There's a lot of conservatives, a lot of you listening that actually have Subarus, and they make a great car for our environment. So if you're driving anything at all, doesn't matter what it is, Extreme Auto Repair is a place to go. KLZradio.com. Get your free windshield wiper blades there by filling out their form or call 303-841-1071.
Thanks for restoring my faith in humanity. No more hopping from one mechanic to another trying to find a solution for your vehicle's persistent issue. Extreme Auto Repair has a reputation for fixing problems quickly. You bring your Nissan to the dealer because of a rattling noise. They charge you $4,000. You still hear the noise. You bring the same vehicle to Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, where Sean and his team quickly discover a broken bolt in the subframe, a known Nissan failure they have seen many times before. Real stories like this one earn Extreme Auto Repair customers for life. As one woman exclaims in a recent 5-star review, "Thanks for restoring my faith in humanity." The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair stay up to date with the manufacturer data for your vehicle's specific make and model for quick, experienced problem solving. KLZradio.com/extreme.
All right, Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage professor, and we talk about this a lot, and I know I sound repetitive, but really, folks, if you're sitting on a pile of equity, you don't know how to use it, you don't want to move, and you want to be able to use that and stay there in the house, Bruce has a way to do that. And this isn't just for desperate people. Lots of people can take advantage of a reverse mortgage. My folks have one, by the way, through Bruce. 303-467-7821. He is our, again, reverse mortgage specialist. Find him at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Summer's here and car shows are back. Join John Rush and the Drive Radio crew as they broadcast live from the 20th annual Red Lion Run Car Show on Saturday, July 24th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Leprino Foods parking lot located on the corners of 38th Avenue and Quivis Street in Denver. All proceeds go to Food for Thought Denver. The Red Lion Run Car Show is brought to you by Group Insurance Analysts and the Italians of America. For more info, go to drive-radio.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate. And now we are being joined by a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Mises Center for Legal and Judicial Studies and manager of the think tank Election Law Reform Initiative, Hans von Spegowski. Make sure I say that last name correct. Hans, how are you today? Welcome back to Rush to Reason.
John, Andy, thanks for having me.
It's always a joy having you, sir. And, you know, there's a lot of press right now all over, both sides of the aisle, when it comes to these quote-unquote election reforms that are happening coast to coast. And frankly, Hans, and this one thing we're going to talk about with you today, a lot of misinformation, especially on the part of the left when it comes to what's going on with these particular reforms. You know, the mantra from the left is this is making it harder to vote and we're punishing the minority end of things some way, somehow by doing this. And nothing could be farther from the truth.
No, that's correct. And I give you just a couple of examples of that. You know, the state Democratic legislators who fled Texas
right.
and went to Washington, held press conferences, made those same claims as Jim Crow to all these provisions are terrible, that an election reform bill. But look, let me tell you what they complained about. For example, the vice chairman of the Texas Black Democratic Caucus was complaining over a provision in the reform bill that would strengthen the law on poll watchers and make it clear that poll watchers have a right to see everything going on in a polling place, with the exception of voters voting. Now, why would they not want observers in the polls? Is it so that they can't see what's going on in Democratic precincts? Or another quick example is, Texas has had a real problem with people who, you know, quote unquote, assist voters.
Yeah.
Instead of actually helping them, you know, to vote because maybe they can't fill out the ballot by themselves, they've had a problem with vote assisters coercing and pressuring voters to vote a particular way. Well, the only thing this reform bill is a requirement that if you are assisting a voter, such as going and collecting their absentee ballot, you're going to have to fill out a form when you turn in the ballot that's got your name, your contact information, and whether you're a relative of the voter or a paid political operative. Hmm. They claim that is voter suppression. Well, why do they not want us to know who it is that was helping particular voters or potentially coercing particular mm-hmm. voters? I mean, this is all, their complaints all have a common pattern.
Oh, all they want to do is make it so they can cheat.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that is all.
That's bottom line.
Hey, a little bit off topic, Hans, really quick here. Did the Democrats who fled to Washington prove once and for all that the vaccine does not work for Democrats? It just seems that between them and Pelosi's team, all these vaccinated Democrats are catching COVID again. And I'm just wondering, is the vaccine politically specific? Because I'm starting to get an idea that it
makes
might
you
be.
Wonder.
Well, yeah, it does make you wonder. Particularly, you know, what's so interesting about that to me is the fact that, you know, most of the harshest and overbroad orders that were put out by mayors and people like that to force people to stay in their homes and basically shutting down the country, some of the worst of those came from Democratic mm-hmm. mayors.
That's right.
Hey, Hans, have you looked at all at Georgia? What are their biggest complaints about Georgia? Because when I looked at, you know, Georgia's new voter laws, yeah. I didn't see a single person who would have any trouble voting as a result of those. Was I misreading this?
No, you were reading it exactly correctly. The lawsuit filed by the Justice Department or Merrick Garland, it's just a partisan lawsuit. You know, they're claiming violations of the Voting Rights Act. There aren't any violations of the Voting Rights Act in the reform bills. I mean, look, one of the things they complain about that they claim is somehow racially discriminatory is the fact that Georgia, just like Texas wants to do, Georgia extended its voter ID requirement. They've had a voter ID law in place since 2008, more than a decade. And they extended it to absentee ballots. But they made it real easy. All you got to do is write in the serial number of your ID or your driver's license or the free ID they give out to anybody. And if you don't have any of that, you can actually send them a copy of like a utility bill or a bank statement. It's easy to meet it. And yet supposedly that's discriminatory against black voters. What? Black voters don't have utility bills or bank statements?
I think every time I hear something like that, Hans, I think more of you're really belittling and really setting back a particular group of individuals when you say they're not capable of voting with an ID. That's how I see it.
Oh, no, you are exactly right. And listen, some years ago, actually during the Obama administration, this didn't get a lot of publicity. If the Republican administration had done this, you know, it would have been front page news. But when the Obama Justice Department attacked North Carolina's voter ID law, in court, you know, they actually brought in an expert who testified exactly to that. He literally said in court that he thought black voters were less sophisticated than other voters and not able to cope with the ID requirement, which I can't think of a more racist thing to say.
Yeah, really what we're saying is there are, you know, the left, I should say, not we, but the left is really saying is there are particular people groups that are not smart enough to go get ID, and I guess that means they can't buy something at the liquor store, they can't go on an airplane, you know, they can't travel, they can't get a passport. I mean, Hans, I can go down the list of the things that require ID to do in this country. Having that to vote, to me, just makes common sense.
Well, yeah, and listen, the public agrees with you. You know, the latest poll on this showed that 80% of Americans think you should have to show an ID. It's just a common sense reform. That same poll, 84% of minority voters thought voter ID is a good idea.
And again, I think I'm speaking for a lot of us. The biggest reason I believe the left doesn't want to have, you know, an ID to vote is it's much harder to cheat if you don't have to prove who you are.
No, that's that's exactly right. And that's also why these Texas Democrats don't want observers in the polling places. They don't want their paid political operatives to have to identify that they're the ones that went and picked up ballots and potentially illegally influenced voters. I mean, what other possible reason could there be for that? I mean, their claims that it's somehow discriminatory just don't hold water.
Hey, Hans, I know that President Biden compared this to Jim Crow laws, and that's ridiculous on its face. I understand that. But could you refresh for people's memories a little bit what Jim Crow laws were?
Yeah, Jim Crow laws, I mean, you look back in the 1920s, even as late as the 1950s, early 1960s, they would not allow black residents of places like Mississippi and Alabama, they weren't allowed to register to vote. When they went to a polling place, even after they got registered, they were forced out or turned away. They put in all kinds of literacy tests and other things to prevent them from registering and voting. To compare having to show an ID to that is actually insulting. It's insulting to Americans who actually had to deal with those kind of terrible laws. And by the way, the Census Bureau just issued a report last year's election. And remember, something like 30-something states now have ID requirements. In last year's election, we had the highest turnout in a presidential election in this century. So the idea that it's somehow keeping people from voting, again, the evidence shows this is just not true.
Hans, do you get a feeling that the Democrats are pushing these lines of reasoning much more, shall we say, fervently right now, because a lot of information is coming out of places like Arizona and Georgia and Wisconsin that is showing, wait a minute, there was a lot of voter fraud done, and it was done by your side. So maybe could they be getting a little nervous at more of this information coming out?
Oh, yeah. No, I think you've actually put your finger right on it. I think this is a sign of their desperation over not only the information coming out, but the fact that states are actually acting to try to fix the vulnerabilities that are out there in our election system that some people, unfortunately, have been taking advantage of for years.
Yeah, and I've got listeners, you know, we get listeners from all sides, Hans, and I have some that continue to ask me the question, why do you guys keep focusing on, you know, election laws, election integrity, and so on? There's really no issues here. You guys lost. That's the biggest issue. And no, Hans, that's not the issue. The issue isn't that one side or the other lost. The issue is, as a country, we should have the best voting system there is, bar none, of any other country on the planet. That's my belief.
That's absolutely right. And when you see elections get overturned, like happened in the 9th Congressional District of North Carolina after the 2018 elections, why? Because of absentee ballot fraud, that's when you realize, we need to pay attention to that. And keep in mind, in that race, the fraud was committed by the Republican side, not the Democratic side.
Hey, Hans, this time around, I know we're not going to reverse the election of Joe Biden. I get that. However, politically, for the 2022 elections, I want you to look ahead for us and tell us, how is that going to be affected if we see a bunch more information coming out of Arizona and Georgia? If it is really looking like the Democrats stole a lot of votes in 2020, could they reap the whirlwind in 2022?
Oh, yes, particularly because that may be, while some state legislators have acted, like Georgia and Florida and others, that could spur other states when their legislative sessions start up in the first quarter of next year, before the November election, to also fix many of these problems that we've been seeing for years.
Right. Hans, how do folks find out more about what you guys have going on at Heritage Foundation and at the Election Law Reform Initiative?
Just go to heritage.org, click on election integrity at the website. You'll bring up all the stuff we have on it, including, by the way, our election fraud database, which has hundreds of proven fraud cases from across the country.
Perfect. Hans, it's always a joy having you. Hans von Spigowski, thank you very much. You're always welcome with us anytime you want, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Really good, folks. Again, go to heritage.org. You can find all that information there. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And I talked about this yesterday in depth because of some of the things we went through on the program. But if you want to exercise your Second Amendment right, which it is, go to Franktown Firearms. They'll get you all set up with what you need. They'll get you trained. They'll even take care of training your kids if it's something you don't feel comfortable doing. You name it, they'll do it. One-stop shopping. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Teach your children responsibility around guns in a safe, welcoming environment. At Franktown Firearms, everyone shares a common goal, to keep on learning. Responsibility requires practice, so head instructor Karen Murray considers herself a lifelong student as well as a teacher. Karen creates her own proprietary training courses so people of all ages may develop confidence with firearms. Now, for the first time, only at Franktown Firearms, children as young as 5 years old may learn to keep themselves and others safe in homes with guns. Starting with airsoft and BBs, you and your children will develop a healthy respect for firearms together. Sign up for one of Karen's classes as a family at klzradio.com/franktown. First responders, military veterans, and range members receive discounts in the shop. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
John Rush will save you money. You hesitate to hire a business coach because you think you can't afford it, but John earns his wages the first year through tax savings alone. He's not an accountant, but he's been in business for himself since 1986 and has learned the hard way by making mistakes and spending too much money on taxes instead of taking full advantage of the tax code. These aren't loopholes. These are legitimate savings built into the tax code that your accountant may not tell you about. For example, vehicles with a GVWR of 6,001 pounds can be completely written off as a business expense. That means you could purchase a truck or SUV for your business anytime from now to December 31st, 2021, and reduce your tax liability for the entire year. Those are dollars you won't have to pay taxes on now. That could mean the difference between taking your family on a vacation or not. Hiring John today will save you thousands. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance, but you haven't set aside the time.
What if you haven't reviewed your home insurance in 15 years? And 15 years ago, it cost $200,000 to rebuild your home in the event of a total loss, and now it costs $500,000.
As an insurance broker, GIA compares plans from many different insurance companies, shopping the entire market for the right coverage at the best price.
So really, it's a win-win because you don't pay any more on premium and you don't pay any fees, and we do all this legwork for you.
Listen to We've Got You Covered with Paul Lenigro, owner of Group Insurance Analysts, Wednesday at noon only on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Craig joining us now. Craig, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John. Hey, Andy.
How we doing?
Hey, Craig.
Hey, you know, in response to your guest, remember it was Kamala Harris that said, you know, the people that are affected by having to provide photo ID are people that don't have Kinko's in their neighborhood or they don't have Department of Motor Vehicles in their neighborhood, that whole rhetoric. And think about it. You know, with the uncontrolled immigration that's coming across the southern border, they're hoping that these people would be instant Democrat voters, and none of them are going to have a photo ID. So, you know, we'd never see another Republican in office again in our lifetimes.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on target.
And Kinko's hasn't been in business for years.
It's so stupid that we even have to listen to those arguments from that side, because it's the most literally, Craig and Andy, it's the most moronic statements you could ever make at times, some of the things they come up with. I mean that sincerely.
There was an on-the-street reporter that, I can't tell you his name, he went into a white liberal college neighborhood in New York City, and, you know, they've, all the young students, primarily white, all bought into this rhetoric, and then they went into New York, the same reporter went into Harlem and asked people if they have photo IDs, and almost every one of them said, sure, I've got an ID. What
of course
are you talking
about? Yeah, because, Craig, we cannot, literally, this is what a lot of folks don't understand, I guess, on the left. You, as an adult, even, frankly, as a teenager, you cannot function in this world without an ID. Period. Period. If you're going to live in society, now, if you want to be a hermit, live back in the middle of the woods and never see another human being, great, no ID needed. But if you're going to function in society, an ID is a necessity.
Oh, and by the way, John, if I may, these are people who say that we all must carry a COVID passport,
yeah,
but they claim we're incapable of carrying an ID.
Yep.
I mean,
and then,
geez. Go ahead.
And you know, I always like it when you include a little bit of drive radio during the middle of the week talking about Subarus.
Slow Barus. So,
yeah. An observation about Subaru drivers. If it's a woman, more than likely there's a Bernie Sanders bumper
uh-huh.
sticker on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a man, he may have a beanie on, definitely will have facial hair, or maybe even a man bun, or maybe all three, all of the above.
The man bun.
True. And you know what? The other thing I didn't mention earlier, the only thing holding them together is the dirt on the outside because they never get washed.
This is true because they all want you to think that they just came back from the Dakar Auto Rally, you know, that they went.
No, you know what it really, you know what I've really learned over the years, Craig, and I can say this, and if somebody wants to pass judgment on me, feel free to do so. But really, Craig, what it boils up down to is they're lazy. They don't want to take the time to stop and wash the vehicle either themselves or spend the money to go through a car wash. The bottom line is the majority of the people I just mentioned are lazy. I know, and well, I know because I was in that industry and still am, and serviced those vehicles for some 40 years. So, yeah, I can say that with experience.
Yeah, but Subarus, they all have a special homing beacon. If you just press a button, they return to Boulder.
True.
Well, how about that person that goes to the gas station, and, you know, there's the little scrubby brush
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
scrub the bug off your windshield, and it has the squeegee on the other end?
Right,
right.
Instead of spending a buck or two at the car wash to rinse their car off, I've seen them where they're doing their windows and their doors and their hood.
Their hood?
Like, I've seen it.
Thing,
you're right, Craig. I've seen it.
You've seen it too, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's amazing. It's like, you know, there's a car wash right around the corner. Just go over there. But again, these are people that are typically either, you know, too cheap or too lazy to go take care of it properly. I'm just going to say it like it is because it's the truth.
Oh, and then I want to kind of boast about a brand that I'm fond of, and that's Honda. Honda, when they first introduced their first imports to the United States
mm-hmm.
during the gas crisis, the mm-hmm. energy crisis, and when emission standards started choking down the horsepower on American cars, Hondas did not have catalytic converters on them at that time, and they still burned clean enough to pass U.S. emissions.
Mm-hmm. They still build a very good product. Nothing at all wrong with a Honda.
But that's all I had, guys.
Good stuff. No, Craig, I appreciate it. Great comments. And, yeah, we work a little bit of the other shows in every now and again. And I didn't on that one. That was all Andy. Got to give him credit for that one. Literally. Okay, real quick.
I just can't drive behind.
Before we move on to other topics.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to mention this when we first came in just because it's historic. Like it or not, Jeff Bezos and three other individuals went into space today, not orbit, but they went up to space, came back down, and they did that on the anniversary of Alan Shepard going into space. And they took with them the oldest person to go to space and the youngest person to go to space.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, all for it.
I'll give him credit. Now, I did see some things on Facebook, social media today saying things like, isn't it interesting that, you know, you've got a big lefty like Bezos that's taking an enormous carbon footprint to go to space and back for nothing more than to say he did?
Yeah.
That's not me saying that, because frankly, I'm all for doing these sorts of things because the technological advancements that we will gain worldwide out of it is second to none.
No, I totally agree. But the guy is making the point very accurately because of Bezos's own beliefs.
Right. And probably the majority that are on the ship.
Yes.
Belief.
Oh, I'm sure all of them.
Potentially all of those that are working on getting the thing up and down.
There was no way there was anybody on that ship who was not fully left-wing.
I will say this, though, and this just shows you how private companies can do things better than public. Always, by the way. I don't care what we're talking about. If you had left it up to NASA to have taken the rocket itself and figure out a way to land it back on the exact same pad it took off of rather than sending it out into the ocean and having to spend all that extra taxpayer money to pick it up and bring it back and do all the things they do, we now between, you know, Blue Sky and Musk, you know, between those two SpaceX, these guys have figured out how to take the exact same engine and the rocket and so on and send it up and back down on the same pad.
Oh, it's incredibly impressive. But huge. I think it would have been more so if he had had the entire thing look like one of those Amazon delivery vans.
Instead of a giant penis?
Why did you say that?
Because it does.
John!
Because that's what it looks like.
So last week you put Jesus in the closet.
And now,
you're talking.
Sorry.
My gosh.
Cover your ears, kids. Ask your mom what I mean by that. Yeah, don't do that.
Everybody be afraid. Uncle John's going to talk right now.
All right. Jim in Denver, you're next. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, I don't drive a Subaru, but I do get my windshield wipers out of the trash can in front of the auto zone every time it's
done. Ah, good one. Yeah, there's probably some decent ones in there at times.
They absolutely are. All you got to do is wipe down with WD-40 and throw them on the window.
And most people, and here's the other thing, Jim, and just, by the way, great advice, because a lot of those, they've put wipers on thinking it's going to fix the fact their windshield's all pitted up, and that's really the problem with the windshield, not the wipers.
Oh, you just got to clean your windshield.
Yep.
Put some Windex on them.
Yep.
You could even use wax, actually.
Jim, you're saying, wait, you guys seem to know this and I don't. They're throwing away wiper blades that are perfectly okay?
Because they think they're bad because they haven't taken care of what's underneath first.
How long should a wiper blade last?
About a year.
Well, okay, if you say so.
I'm being honest. I mean, if you take care of them, Jim, and some might be able to get more than that out of it, but in our altitude with our weather and our UV and so on, if you're driving that car every day, it doesn't go in the garage at night, it sits outside all the time, a year is about all you're going to get out of them.
When they ice up and they attach to the windshield, then yeah, you've got troubles.
Correct.
Them up first. So.
Correct. Now, there are people out there that won't, you know, can only get 6 months out of them, Jim, and others can go much longer than that. It depends on how you take care of the vehicle. But anyways.
Sure, sure. There's no reason to pay $50 for a windshield wiper, though. That's for sure.
Can't argue there.
Hey, have a good day.
You too, Jim. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, well, his point
that is, was good. I
there's
like
a lot
that.
Of folks buying windshield wipers that, frankly, don't need them. And go to one of our great sponsors like Novus Auto Glass and get a windshield replaced and probably not even need wipers at that point. But they think because they're not wiping correctly, it's the wiper itself when really it's either the condition of or what's underneath, like Jim just said.
All right. Well, we got to go to break here in a moment, but real quick.
We got time.
Why does the water bead up so much immediately on a new windshield?
It's usually got some coating and it's super clean, and it's like when you wax the vehicle, for example, it'll beads up the water, which that tells you
that
you've
actually
got good protection.
Yeah, that's with wax. I don't understand why it does it on the windshield.
Some of the windshield manufacturers will even put a little bit of protectant on the windshield itself as it's going into the vehicle as well. Depends on who's doing it.
All right.
Novus has a great treatment, by the way, that works for that really makes it nice.
Very cool.
You don't even hardly have to use the windshield wiper. So, all right, we'll take Joe before we go to break. Joe, you're up, sir.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, just want to give you a hard time about having Jesus in the closet. Did you ever listen to Don Imus do his Reverend Billy Saul Hardin?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
That's right. Some of those are pretty funny, actually. The Church of What's Happening Now.
Yeah, the Church of What's Happening Now.
That's right.
So, Ann, did you ever hear that? It was incredible stuff.
It's pretty
funny. I heard it, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
So, yeah, and send you it on, he'll send you the plastic Jesus.
Somebody actually inquired about my Jesus statue, so we'll see where that goes, Joe.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
All right, got a new windshield today, by the
way. Nice! Good job.
It was cracked. The old one just parked it in this car in the sun one day and just stress cracked. Bang, so... Got a new one. Comes with.
Are prices higher in Jersey or are they lower than here?
No, it's actually lower. They quoted last time I had one done in Colorado, it was like $1,150. Today it was $820, and I ran it through insurance.
Nice.
So it was $820, including the camera calibration, which I didn't get done last time because they want an extra $150 to calibrate the camera.
Right.
Joe, I mean, do they make them like, you know, pit resistance? I'm just kind of thinking in Jersey, they got to be bullet resistant. Do they do that for your windshields? I mean, are all the windshields in Jersey now bulletproof?
It's an option. It's an option.
Okay.
I'm guessing, Joe, the part of the reason why, and again, I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing part of the lesser cost on the East Coast is that's where probably a lot of them are getting imported into, so the cost of transportation is probably much less getting it to you versus out here.
Yeah, either that or it's coming from PPG, Pittsburgh Plate and Glass.
Yeah, yeah, right there in town.
Yeah, right, almost in town. Yeah. So, no, I was stunned when it was.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Voice. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. All right. Thanks, all man. Right. As always, enjoy talking to you. As always, we'll come right back. We got a lot to cover today, folks. Whether we get to all of it or not, we'll see. But we'll do our very best to do so. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Get that estate in order today. Call Michael. He's mobile. He'll make it work for you. And it's a very simple process and easy, by the way. 720-394-6887 or klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey knows from personal experience why you prepare for the unexpected. You tend to think of yourself as bulletproof until something proves you wrong. For KLZ's mobile estate planner, that proof of his own mortality came when he was hit by a light rail train. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law lays out a specific strategy for your assets so you know what the future holds, whether you get hit by a train or not. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith wants to help you with your future financial planning of how are you going to get there? How do you stay there? What do you need? When do you take Social Security? All those questions, Al can help you with that. KLZradio.com or 303-744-1128. And don't forget to listen to Al tomorrow between 2 and 2:30 right here on KLZ 560.
Give your retirement plan a stress test so that circumstances outside your control, like inflation, won't damage your standard of living. Chartered financial consultant and founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, gives you the peace of mind that your money will last. Let's say you need about $4,000 a month to live comfortably in retirement. Then suppose inflation averages 2.5%. In 15 years, you'll need $5,800 a month to maintain your purchasing power. Al will show you how to reinvest a portion of your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts to create even more guaranteed income in retirement. Create a retirement plan that will hold up against the Golden Eagle stress test for a more comfortable retirement. Schedule a free no-obligation consultation now at klzradio.com/money. Confidence through planning. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself and Andy, we got talking cars and things along those
lines.
Bit. And we can continue that. We got other things to talk about, so well, as well.
I still cannot stand being behind a slow brew.
Right.
And what would you say are some other cars that people drive where they are slow? Or how about some where they're fast? Generally, Mercedes move along pretty well.
Mercedes drivers, BMW drivers, Audi, stinking Audi drivers. I don't know what it is about you Audi drivers, but you've always got your foot in it. Fine, I'm okay with that, but man, you drive fast.
They do drive fast.
I don't know what it is about you guys in those Audis, but you drive fast in an Audi.
I salute them as they go by. Just,
you know what? I'm good. I'm fine, but you do drive fast.
Okay, what about, I've noticed that most trucks, the good ones, the newer trucks, move at a pretty good pace.
Well, they got plenty of power, so yeah, there's really no reason. Actually, with the exception of some of the smaller SUVs, some of those can be a little underpowered. Other than that, Andy, there's really not a car made today that really doesn't perform and run very well.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's no real excuse
no.
to be that sluggish.
No.
You know what really gets me about the Subarus, getting back to them? Because
mm-hmm.
this is a personal thing. By the way, I've owned Subaru. It was a great car. Loved it. I had a Forester. Subaru people, a lot of them like to drive in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And when you're going up 70, what lane are they in? They're in the left lane.
I know.
I have seen so many slow drivers in the left lanes. And you know, when you're going up 70, you've got trucks in the right lane. Mm-hmm. So when you got these Subarus in the left lane, these slow Barus.
Slow Barus, I love it.
Well, yeah, because not only are they holding you back, but they're holding back your momentum.
Right.
That's so right. You finally get around them. Now you got to kick it in and burn 20 gallons of gas
right.
to get going again at the speed you wanted.
One thing I feel like, I was talking to Andy about this during the break, and I haven't talked much about this on Drive Radio yet, but and I could be completely off my rocker. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going down, you know, going to happen in the future and so on. But I feel like we're at a very similar place we were back in the late 60s, early 70s. Change in government,
right.
Got the EPA getting stronger, had the oil embargo. We got all these things that happened in the 70s and all these great muscle cars, which, you know, we had cars back then that were pushing, in some cases, they were very underrated on their power. They'd show, you know, 375 horsepower and they were pushing 500. So they did all that on purpose to meet different regulations and so on. But I feel
like the 350 engines were very popular.
Yeah. And I feel like we're sort of in that same pattern again today. What I mean by this, folks, really quick, for a lot of you that are into muscle cars and things like that, or just into power in general, you know, we've got vehicles today, the Hellcat Dodge, you know, 707 horsepower.
Yeah,
we've
just
got
crazy.
A TRX a truck with a Hellcat engine. I mean, we've got a lot of great, powerful vehicles, and almost every lineup has something like that to compete. And I'm really across the board, whether you're talking, you know, German cars, American cars, Korean cars, Japanese. I mean, they've all got something in it. You even mentioned Subaru. They got a WRX. So they've even got a performance car on the Subaru side.
Okay, before you go on, again, I'm going to complain one last time. People who have a WRX who drive like grandpa with a little hat.
They're fast.
And they're, they're hudged up against the steering wheel because they're afraid. It's like, why are you driving a WRX? That is a rocket.
They are. I call them snow rockets because they are.
Oh, they are.
They're just fast.
Anyway, you were saying.
I feel like we're at almost that same point we were back in the 70s to where the government could easily come along and say, okay, no more X. No more, you know, 707 horsepower, you know, Challenger or Charger or truck or whatever the case may be. Will they? I mean, I don't know. And they may not come along and say it directly, but they could do other things safety-wise, quote-unquote, to kill off some of those cars.
Well, yeah, back then they did it because their big excuse was gas shortages. It was garbage. It wasn't true.
The biggest reason is because they're the NFL, the no-fun league.
Right.
They were in charge. Guess who's in charge again? The NFL, the no-fun league.
Right. But, I mean, you're getting to the real reason.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see liberty.
Correct.
They don't want to see anybody be free. They want you held down. That is the bottom line. This is why a leftist, when they get in front of you and it's one lane, they'll go slow and hold you back. The second it goes to two lane, they pick up 5 to 7 miles an hour every time. Why? Because they can't hold you back anymore.
Right.
I know that sounds conspiratorial.
No, it isn't.
No,
it's the truth.
They really are that way. Well, back then, they used as their excuse, though.
Fuel economy.
Now what's their excuse? Global warming.
Yeah.
You're killing the planet.
You're killing the planet.
You know, and, you know, Jersey Joe so many times has sent the picture, hey, the water levels are exactly the same at the Statue of Liberty as they were roughly 100 years ago. There is no difference. None of it happened.
Yep.
You're lying. They don't care.
I forgot about this, too. Let's see if Charlie and Andy both remember this.
Okay.
So back when Jimmy Carter, I believe, instituted the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Okay, you couldn't drive faster than 55 on any of the major interstates across the country. And I forgot the other law that was there at the same time was, as a manufacturer, you could not have a speedometer that went over 85 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot.
I remember that.
You guys remember that?
I do.
You could not have a car with a speedometer that read more than 85. So back then, the way that the Fox Body Mustangs got around that was they ran the speedometer up, and it went white up to 85. And above 85, there were no more numbers. It was just orange above that.
I totally remember this. We were living in the United States of Cuba. It was horrible. Absolutely. Every car, 85 was the best. And you could just rip over that.
Right. But that's where they stopped.
What were your favorite kind of muscle cars? Or let's say sports cars. Okay, because you got the Camaro. The classics, right? The Camaro, the
Firebird, Trans Am, Mustang.
The Coke bottle Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the classic mm-hmm. Coke bottle looking mm-hmm. Corvette. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. What were the coolest ones? I mean, did you like the Stang more or the Camaro more?
In the 70s, probably my choice would have been either Camaro or Firebird. And even then, I mean, really, when you say performance and 70s, past, you know, 71 or 72,
right.
There wasn't any.
No.
The two words didn't go in the same sentence because we didn't have any cars that really had any quote-unquote performance. Because, again, the government killed them all off.
But, John, we were going to run out of oil. Oh, it was going to happen any day.
Yeah, boy, that really happened, didn't it? What a bunch of knuckleheads. My fear is we're going to end up in the same boat again, other than Andy's right. It's going to be blamed on, you know, climate change / global warming, not a lack of oil.
What do we have, about 1 minute here?
Yeah, go for it.
Real quick here. What are the bumper stickers you see where you know they're going to be driving slow?
Oh.
I got one, Coexist.
Yeah, that one especially.
When that's on there.
You look out. Get out of my way because I know you're going to be slow.
I know. It's just like, oh, my gosh. Everybody who has a Coexist bumper sticker refuses to coexist. They want to hold you back.
Yeah, they want to tell you. They want to dictate to you how fast you're going to drive.
Oh, yeah. They're a speed nanny.
So they're not. It's a speed Karen.
Speed Karen.
They're not coexisting anywhere.
No.
They're telling you how slow you should drive and be behind me.
True.
That's their mantra. Get behind me.
It's awful.
I hate it.
Yep.
All right, American National Insurance. Speaking of cars and all the things we just mentioned, by the way, Paul can insure every single thing we just mentioned, including those classic cars, and he's got a very special way of doing that. And I don't mention this enough. If you've got a classic car, a lot of the other companies will limit the mileage and where you can drive that classic car. Paul and American National Insurance do not limit where you can drive or how much you can drive that classic car. If you got questions along those lines, please call Paul today, and you will save money. I just proved it on my own here recently. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Andy, get your sweater out so you can sit around the fire.
I'll do that. Save energy.
Jimmy
Carter.
Do you
think we're going to get sued by Subaru drivers?
No. Shoot, no.
Class action.
Most of them aren't even listening. So, no, we're good. We're good. Charlie mentioned a moment ago, he asked Andy and I both, could you imagine driving on an interstate in today's world and having the top speed of 55?
Oh, my gosh.
In today's world.
That would be so horrible.
Can you imagine that when everybody's driving 80, 85 now?
Yeah.
55, that's 30 miles an hour slower.
Unreal. And by the way, let me ask you this, John, before we go to break. If you have to drive that slow, shouldn't we be worried about your reaction skills and you being on the road at all?
Yeah, you shouldn't be there. Stay off.
I'm serious.
No, I agree with you, Andy.
If you only feel safe driving that slow,
you got problems.
You scare me.
I agree with you. All right, we got another full 2 hours coming your way. Don't worry. And we're going to do some Rand Paul when we come back.
Little Rand Paul, Fauci. Little Tucker Carlson,
little too. Fauci as well, okay? We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.